This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven past the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my co-stars, co-hosts. They're here. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And we're into the look ahead. Already people are getting off of the beginning of the year. There's always these resolutions. Okay, resolve to do this, to do that. And they're already being broken. Broken dreams of what the new year is going to be about. I would say don't give up. This is a good year not to give up early. I don't have that sense that this is going to be a good year, even though it's starting a little iffy, a little scratchy. But maybe if you stick with it, you can think. I mean, look at all the things that are going on, actually. This month, January, is Be Kind to Food Servers Month. Anybody in your close circle of friends have a food server? What would a food server be? A waiter, waitress, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait. Do they not call them that anymore? They call them wait persons?
No, servers.
Is that right?
Servers.
Servers. Okay. How did that, by the way, the 2020 tipping, did that went till the end of the year, right? Did that do well? I saw that there were a few of
stories pop up around the
celebrities.
Country. Some people did $20.20, which is much more attainable for most people.
Right.
And then some celebrities did the $2,000 $20 tip.
Also, January is Clap for Health Month, Get a Life Month, Organize Your Life Month, International Teaser Month, Divorce Awareness Month. Who thought all of these things would be...
And who's not aware of divorce?
I know, yeah, right.
70% of our population gets divorced, so like...
Is it that high? Is the number 60s, that high now?
It's high 60s, I think, yeah.
Is it really? Wow, talk about broken dreams, unga bunga. So... All right, not to put a fine point. Jay, how long have you been married?
Coming up on 10 years this year.
10 years. All right. Victoria,
cool.
You were married, what, 4 years
three.
Now? I'm trying to remember the
we're
wedding.
We're 3.5. Yeah,
I
next June it'll be
to.
Four. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the wedding.
And next year it'll be, next summer it'll be 4 years.
Okay, so everything's fine and rosy. I think sometimes, do you think people wait to have babies until things are A-okay, or do you think they have them to make things A-okay? I guess it depends on the circle you travel in. Both of those things, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, there are plenty of people who have problems and then think a kid is going to solve it, and that makes things worse, but...
No,
right.
Kids should be more to fight about.
Right.
More to fight. Oh, there you go. Well, okay, if that's where you come from, under the circumstances. The California hospital that's been busted for giving vaccines to relatives. We were just talking about an Uber driver. Wasn't it an Uber driver, a Lyft driver, who was carrying somebody around? I heard part of the strain of that conversation. The driver already had gotten shots. Everybody was pretty surprised about that. So how are these vaccines, and are they real vaccines, would be my question, Jennifer, under the circumstances. Are they really vaccines, or are they just salt water? That could be another part of the bluff.
Yeah, I guess we don't really know that. But, yeah, I mean, I think they're real vaccines. I think that's probably why it's become a story. I think if they were injecting salt water into each other, that would be a whole different headline probably, right?
I guess, yeah. I'm just looking at these. The hospital had planned on vaccinating all their employees, but a large number of their staff declined. They were sitting on a lot of thawed vaccines. Oh, this is... Didn't we start this yesterday with somebody that stole some of the vaccines and they thawed out, so they're no good?
That was in Wisconsin. This is in California.
Yeah.
This is the second hospital in Southern California that has sort of not done the protocol of the in the proper order of who was supposed to receive the vaccine. So they like friends and family. Some idiot who works for Disney went on Facebook and bragged about getting the vaccine because she has an in-law who's a big deal at Redlands Community Hospital. So, I mean, you're going to start to see people. There's another story in the New York Post today about there's two brothers who are two old geezers who are, real estate developers in New York. They flew all of their rich friends on their jets down to Palm Beach, and they all got vaccinated down in Florida, which you're not supposed to do.
Where did they get the vaccine?
But they had it arranged. Well, in Florida, you know, it's a free-for-all, and it depends on which county you're in. Florida is, we have friends who live down in Florida, and it is a mess to try to get the vaccine. So it's just, you know, if you have connections, this is what's going to happen. It, with a shortage of anything, people who were connected in the grocery store world had toilet paper, you know, and Clorox wipes. And so now if you have money and you have a connection to hospitals, or maybe you're a big donor at a hospital, these are the stories we're going to start to see now. And they're going to be jumping the line. And that's exactly what these couple planes filled with people who left Manhattan and flew down to Palm Beach and got vaccinated. It's terrible, but, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Maybe that's where I'll go this weekend.
Hop on your private jet and go to Palm Beach.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what the thing is for a lot of Californians? It's to go to Mexico to get dental work or to get plastic surgery. Now, I don't recommend that because you can get great stuff done in Mexico, or you could also, like, lose your
get
nose.
Get sick.
So, right. Yeah, I mean, there's, like, a lot of in-between. But I wonder when Mexico gets the vaccine, if that's going to become, like, the black market for people on the West Coast
question.
To opt out.
You don't think the drug lords are already all over this? They're trying to get themselves vaccinated.
I think
it would
be very difficult for drug lords to move the vaccine around, mostly because it has to be kept under really tight situation, like in a really tight control.
Moderna doesn't.
It's subarctic, yeah. Well, Moderna has rolled out. Yeah, I don't think Moderna has rolled out in the same numbers that Pfizer has yet. So I think Jen's right, and I think there are already warnings that I've seen all over social media, people having, you know, scam stories and older people getting phone calls and saying, hey, you know, you qualify to jump the line, and you're paying, and then they're paying a lot of money. It's just, it's turning into a scam. It's terrible. And people are scared and elderly, and if they're homebound, they don't have a choice, and they're paying money to these scam artists. It's like robocalls.
You know, speaking of California, I don't know how many we're talking about people leaving California and going into other states. One of the problems there, apparently, is that it has the fewest homes per person of any state except Utah, and the highest, certainly a higher than average family size. California has become dead last in our country for the ratio of homes to households, even with a million people leaving the state this year. How is that? How does that mean that the people are all living on the street? I saw that. I'm thinking to myself, okay, if there aren't enough homes to go around, is that why there's so much homeless action in California? Does one equal the other, Jennifer?
No, I think oftentimes there's not a lot of connection between the actual shelter and the amount of people on the street. I think for people who legitimately find themselves in trouble in California, there are a lot of programs. I'm not saying this is everybody, because we know we always get hit when we talk about a broad stroke. But I think mostly there are a lot of programs through churches, private organizations, and even through the government that try to help people who are down on their luck financially. I think what our homeless problem is really blowing up for is that there's a lot of undiagnosed mental illness. There's a lot of drug addiction. And many times both of the same thing, because people who are feeling mentally ill will use something to try to medicate themselves. And the people who are out on the streets, because the weather is mostly nice here in California, and I know this sounds weird to say, but many of them choose to be there, and we know that because they're offered certain programs, and then they leave those programs shortly after. Even during COVID, remember, there was like a full test of this, where hotel rooms were being turned over to people who were deemed to be homeless, and they said, just take the hotel room, we want you off the street because of COVID. A lot of those people would just leave that shelter situation and go back to the street. So
listen to this.
Really complicated.
Listen to this. The average price for a home in California is $554,886.
Yeah, and good luck finding the average home in Southern California.
And the average home price in Texas is $207,301. And listen to this. The median one-bedroom rent in Texas is $858, compared with $1,453 in California. It's the highest rent in any state in the country. That's not a surprise. But the imbalance between people who are making, you know, the minimum wage, if you will, or $15 an hour, whatever it is, where does somebody working at Walmart or some of these other places, the restaurants, for $15 an hour, how do you even get into a house for $858?
Right. And that's why a lot of people call it a living wage, because you can't live on minimum wage. And that's a huge problem for a lot of states. I mean, even, you know, even where I live in New Jersey, we're in one of the more expensive counties in New Jersey, and our rent is $2,300. So, I mean, it's, that's a lot for a one bedroom. I mean, we're paying the same that we paid when we left Manhattan. So it's, you know, it, rent is just going up everywhere, and it's, you know, it's like that SNL guy, the rent's too damn high, that guy, it's like that, yeah. It's like that again.
All right, in a moment, we discuss disinfecting surfaces in your home, what works and what doesn't, here on the DJV Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally. That's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations. Only prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
DJV time is 19 after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here. If you remember early on how we were talking about how we better wash everything, disinfect all of the surfaces, the counters, the bathroom, everything. And now there have been people that have sort of dug into this, and apparently disinfecting surfaces doesn't prevent COVID at all. So why would we be doing, why would we make such a big deal out of it?
Well, whether people didn't know. In the very beginning, you know, no one knew anything about this virus. We've learned so much in 10 months. So people didn't, you know, people didn't know. Everybody's wiping everything down and going nuts. So.
But I wonder why it doesn't. Yeah,
because it's airborne. We now know it's aerosolized. So unless you're breathing it in, a friend of ours who's a virologist, he said even if you, like, lick a surface that the virus was on, you still can't get it because the stomach acids in your system are going to kill it anyway. You have to breathe it in.
So it's all the more reason.
You want to get it off your hands, though, because you can touch your nose and your eyes and all of that stuff.
Wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands. The three W's. Yeah. Don't forget our DJV download every day. We have a different piece of the program that you can listen to. We introduced Jay Kirshner to everybody on the podcast today. And also Betty White's 99th birthday, we celebrate that. The most recent DJV download is at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 21 after the hour.
Hi, my name is... name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1-9-21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40andrewards for details.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @Doug Steffen. Good Doug. Well, I do. You can follow me at Doug Steffen, but I'm not sure I'll follow you. Excuse me. That sounds a little fresh. At DJV show is probably the way to best connect. All right. So let's see. Trending here. I see Chipotle has added cauliflower rice to their menus. Is that a big deal? People like, I actually have only eaten, Bob and I went to Chipotle's once. That's the only time I ever ate in there. It was a pretty good meal. How many people go to Chipotle? Is that a restaurant chain that's going to survive through all of this? And
it
is that why they
so far? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very popular. They're not bad. When I used to work in an office, I used to go to Chipotle for lunch a lot. But right. But cauliflower rice is so big, it's everywhere now. And apparently, the company said that they've launched this cauliflower lime. It has cilantro in it, and they said that one out of every three requests for new menu items has been cauliflower rice. So that's why they added it. Well, if you think about it, a lot of people get, like, the fajita bowl, and so they, instead of having wrapped up in tortillas, you just get everything that's in a bowl, but usually it's on top of rice and beans. So if people want to cut the carbs, then they just do the cauliflower rice instead.
Hmm. All right. That's, I guess if you, Jay, do you go eat at Chipotle, or Jennifer, do you ever stop at Chipotle to get lunch?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's delicious, yeah. And you can make healthy choices there, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like my carbs. I'll stick with the rice. But, I mean, the cauliflower rice really is all the rage, especially with, like, keto and Whole30, all of those diets.
Mm-hmm. Newsflash, I had a baked potato last night. What?
Uh-oh. You could do half and half, probably, right?
So, eating this stuff, what does this stuff do to a diet? If you're eating, you just said you love your carbs. So can you actually really be on a diet and the diet work if you're on carbs, really and truly?
If you do, yeah, if you do Weight Watchers
portion control.
I mean, I have a lot of friends who...
Weight Watchers doesn't limit carbs at all.
Right.
But portion control leaves you hungry, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. Our portions are so out of whack in this country that, like, I mean, when the rest of the world, when they look at American-sized portions on people's plates or in restaurants, you should just immediately wrap half of your dinner when you go to a restaurant. It's just, you know, that's just, we're so used to it now, we don't even realize. We don't eat, we eat with our eyes and not with our actual stomachs.
Do you think about, when you eat, Do you think about when you're full, do you think, okay, I'm full and I'm going to stop eating?
No,
I'm not asking about you.
No,
you, Victoria,
that's the
you,
answer
Jennifer,
is no.
You don't.
I need to, but the problem is you're always distracted. You're either watching TV while you're eating or
talking.
Or you're talking or you're on your phone or you're working and eating at the same time or you're standing in the kitchen. That's a huge problem, and I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people have gained weight during quarantine. You know, at least when we went out to, when Lewis and I used to go to restaurants all the time, we would sit and look at each other and talk, and we would, you know, eat smaller portions because you're more mindful.
Mm-hmm. I was just looking at an idea, an overview of some of the diets that are around, because this time
of
year.
Just seen the size of the birthday cake I ate last night.
Happy birthday, by the way. Happy birthday. So, but that you can you shake that off consciously, or do you need to go on a diet and get on an exercise program and use Calitrin in order for you, Victoria, to lose weight?
That's a good question. I'll get back to you in 6 months after I've been on Calitrin for a while.
Yeah. That's just interesting. When people force themselves to eat less, in my circle anyway, you always hear from people that I'm hungry. I want more. Because your stomach expands, so you've got a bigger hole to fill the more you put into it. I wonder if you think about it that way. A lot of these people, remember the big to-do that was when Al Roker got his stomach stapled or something? Remember that? You know, you get it. If your stomach's smaller, doesn't that automatically lead to you having, you know, less to work with, so you're not going to put on as much weight. Mm-hmm. So maybe the diet is just eat less and exercise more. How about that?
Well, if it was that simple.
I know, don't you wish? I mean, it sounds great.
I like to get to the simple.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoffs today. No candidate in either of Georgia's Senate races won a majority of the vote November 3rd, triggering the runoff for both seats. The Republican candidates with their messages.
Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? Georgia, we have to hold the line.
This is the last line of defense against this radical socialist agenda. You heard Joe Biden just today say that this is a generational election. What does he mean by that? Well, it's exactly what Chuck Schumer said. Take Georgia and change America.
The polls in Georgia will close this evening at 7 p.m. local time. The Portland Police Bureau said Monday that a cleaning crew's mistake likely led to the escape of 24-year-old David Dahlin. He's charged with attempted murder and is accused of ramming a police officer with a car last month. Dahlin was being detained when cleaning crews opened the door to his holding room. The worker closed it, realizing the room was occupied, but the door did not latch properly. The manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Although she is gravely ill, model actress Tanya Roberts is still alive, USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
Despite earlier reports to the contrary, actress Tanya Roberts did not die on Sunday. That according to a new statement obtained by TMZ. Roberts' rep Michael Pingle explains that Roberts' domestic partner Lance O'Brien was contacted by Cedars-Sinai Medical Center on Monday morning to inform him that she, yes, was still alive. Lance had believed she passed on Sunday night, at which point he passed along the news to Roberts' rep Pingle, who confirmed it to the media. Roberts is 65. She was hospitalized in Los Angeles after collapsing on Christmas Eve and was placed on a ventilator. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Tanya remains hospitalized at Cedars-Sinai in Southern California. The final count of the electoral votes in the 2020 presidential election takes place Wednesday. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz explains his objections.
11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of frauds. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration, but I think we have an obligation to the voters and we have an obligation to the Constitution to ensure that this election was lawful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It is a fabulous connection that we have together, all of us. DJV Show, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kushner is here taking care of our social media needs, which seem to be large, if you will. The people in the news department focusing on the Pope first, Victoria. What's happening? The Pope has come out with a pronouncement. I don't know, this is one of the Sunday Mass things at the end of the Mass. And remember, don't do this. Is that
yeah,
what happens?
During his Sunday address, he said he's saddened by people who are traveling amid the pandemic. He said it pained him a lot to see travelers who aren't thinking about those who are suffering, and he basically wants people to stop traveling for fun unless it's absolutely necessary. And he just said, you know, while the world is waiting for everyone to get the vaccine, people are just living their lives like there's no pandemic, and he's trying to encourage his followers to just, you know, it's not about you. It's about protecting other people. So that's kind of his message. He delivered his Sunday morning address from inside the Vatican rather than the usual window that he overlooks because he's trying to prevent crowds from gathering. So he's doing everything virtually because obviously everyone would like to get a peek at the Pope.
A peek at the Pope.
Yeah, so he's trying to, discourage crowds.
Nourishing your mind for the new year. That's what the Pope is all about. Nourishing your body is also important. Speaking of bodies, Larry King, is he, what kind of shape is he in? today? Anybody following?
Well, at 87, he's not in great shape, but he has miraculously moved out of the ICU now. He has COVID, and so now he's been he's moved to a regular hospital bed, which is, I'm just amazed.
And he's dealing with lung cancer. Yeah. Right now, which
he keeps bouncing back, and good for him.
Smoking like he did for a fiend, like a fiend for all those years. Good God.
He's had a heart attack. He's had a stroke. He's had prostate cancer. He's had lung cancer and diabetes and COVID. And now COVID on top
takes
of all
takes the beating
of it.
And keeps on ticking.
Okay, all right. The passing of Sandra Scully, wife of Vin Scully. What's California saying about that, Jennifer?
Oh, it's a big story. Vin Scully is so loved around here. And obviously by association, his wife, Sandra, had been dealing with ALS. Apparently, and according to the people that are around them, they said she had a heroic effort. She fought the fight. Doctors, nurses at UCLA Medical Center also tried to save her, but she passed away on Monday at the age of 76. Relatively young, but ALS is such a really, it's such a terrible disease. And in September, Vin Scully had auctioned off years of his personal memorabilia. I think we even talked about it here on the show. He raised $2 million doing that, and then they donated a portion of that money to UCLA for ALS research. Vin Scully said that she's really inspirational. Her faith is extremely important, and I think that's a major reason she's held up when they made that donation. She said that he found it ironic that his wife had the same condition as Lou Gehrig, who was the New York Yankees great, of course, who was forced to retire because of the disease. Now, her name is Sandra Hunt. She's a friend of my, her brother is one of my dad's closest friends. And so we got the call yesterday from her brother that she was in a bad way. And she married Vin back in 1973. They had one daughter together, Catherine. She had two children of her own from a previous marriage, and he had three children from his first wife, and his wife had died from an accidental overdose back in 1972, but he had been with Sandy ever since. And the reason many people don't realize, Vin is an older gentleman, but he still sounded so great behind the mic doing Dodger games. But the reason that he actually quit doing play-by-play for the Dodgers is so that he could spend more time because his wife's disease was advancing and he wanted to be home more. So I don't know if a lot of people realize that, but... Yeah. People think he just retired because it was time. But
I thought people said he was fired and that they just pushed him out because he was too old.
They would never get away with that. They'd burn down the stadium.
He is so beloved. He's probably the most beloved figure in Southern California, for sure.
Yeah, with good reason. Speaking of beloved figures, Meghan McCain has returned to The View and brought her baby with her. She had a child in September, right? And so she described it as a bubble of love. I don't think she's described the show that way. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of surprised she went back, given the nastiness that does or had been prevailing. Is it calming down? I mean, I don't know that the show is relevant anymore anyway. But
well, actually, I was just reading something that the ratings for The View, for whatever reason, are way up. And that the executives who have the talk are really panicking because those ratings are way down. But
people are home, too, so they can watch it.
Yeah, right.
Most of us are at work when it's on.
I saw a clip yesterday of The View that was circulating around social media because they were talking about Alec Baldwin's wife pretending to be from Spain. And so they all had a different take on
it. What a nut.
I mean, right? The more that I dive into this story, the crazier it gets.
Victoria loves this story. She loves
I am obsessed with Hilaria Baldwin's fake identity.
I do, too. She said, how you say cucumber when she was on the Today Show? Are you kidding
me?
You're from Boston.
You're from Boston. You're a white girl from Boston. Like, it's just enough. Then I saw another video clip that she was a guest on a podcast.
Too. It's just gross.
It is. And a podcast episode popped up, and someone said, the two women interviewing her said something about her culture or whatever. And she said, oh, no, I moved here when I was 19 to go to NYU. She was totally implied that she had never even lived in this country until she was 19. I mean, it's just, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And, like, diving into what they did at her wedding, and everything was in Spanish, and instead they said, see? I mean, it's crazy.
I know. I have a theory that Alec got taken, because Victoria turned me onto this gossip site, Dumois, on Instagram, and one of the stories is that he was in love with Selma Hayek when he was doing 30 Rock, and she knew that. at this restaurant, she knew that he had tried and struck out with Salma Hayek. So then she puts on this whole Spanish thing to try to bag her a Hollywood star. That's my theory. Whether that happened or not, I think,
I think that's 100% what happened.
Well into their marriage that she was putting on.
I mean, he met her parents. They're like white people from Boston.
Yeah,
like,
go pack. You
right. Right. So
we're from Southside Spain.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think he has like this fetish with her being Spanish. I think
All right, Jane, you see what you've fallen in among as far as gossip is concerned. You certainly have never engaged in gossip in your life before being around Jennifer or Victoria, right? No gossip in your life?
Gossip is all where it's at.
Yeah, Jay's one of us, Doug. Sorry.
Right, yes. That too. All right, so then what's going on, you gossip hounds, with Ronnie Dunn, this song Minimum Wage with Blake Shelton? There's a lot of hoopla about that. They sang it together on New Year's Eve, right? Called Minimum Wage?
No. Back up. Blake Shelton, this is his new song.
Back up, she says.
This is his new song that he performed on New Year's Eve with Carson Daly. And Ronnie Dunn is now...
Carson Daly sang this with him?
Oh, my God. No, come on. No. You know that. Ronnie Dunn is now defending Blake and the new song. So that, because a lot of people were like, how can he be, how can this billionaire guy or millionaire, whatever he is, flying around in his private jet with Gwen Stefani, how is he singing about minimum wage? And Ronnie Dunn said, hey, look, most country artists started in with minimum wage jobs. So, yeah, Ronnie Dunn's definitely been pretty vocal.
Ronnie says, I slept on a mattress on the floor in a musician friend's spare bedroom and played beer joints and dive bars for years before I ever made $100.
Blake was really bubbling. He's been in country music since the 90s. No one knew about him. I mean, for 10 years, the guy struggled. So it's not like he came from rich beginnings. But I get where people say it sounds tone deaf when you're saying, I can love you like, whatever, like a millionaire on minimum wage. But at the same time, this is the tune of every country song. You have to know your audience. I mean, nobody understands Blake Shelton's lifestyle. So... I don't understand his lifestyle, and I make a decent living, but I don't understand the amount of money that he has. That's crazy. So he has to make songs that are relatable to people that are going to consume them. But
he also doesn't write his own stuff. So he just picks songs that are good songs, and
he's
written, this isn't even his writing.
Yeah,
I mean, like, this is, I haven't checked this song out specifically, but for the most part, he does not write his songs, so I don't know. This is, I feel like, I don't know why people are coming for Blake Shelton. It's weird. It's very weird.
He's popular.
I don't get it.
All right, here's something that is, this is what you take home, this kind of information you take home or take with you. There's a new study out suggesting that if you drink alcohol, and you are at any stage of lactation with a child or in pregnant condition, it really increases your risk of breast cancer. I came across this. I was looking at the Meghan McCain thing.
Reason not to drink while you're pregnant?
Yeah. Yes.
Like we needed another reason.
Did we need one?
I know, right?
But a lot of people think, oh, no, just a glass of wine here or a glass of wine there. No, if just one glass daily puts you at 150% higher risk than women who don't drink for getting breast cancer.
Who drinks daily when they're pregnant?
My mother drank. Maybe are you talking about today or are you talking about then?
I don't know people that... I mean, I had friends who actually would drink a glass of wine occasionally during their pregnancy, and even that sort of freaked me out, but they said that their doctor said it was okay. But I can't imagine doing it daily. I don't know.
Nope. Not a good idea. All right, Jack Stockwell, who is one of our doctors here, the podcast that is now posted at gooddayhealthshow.com focuses on anti-inflammatory supplements like chlorophyll complex and ashwagandha, if you've ever heard of that. This is something to look up. Do you girls know what ashwagandha is?
I take it every day. Yeah,
you do. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come to know about it, Victoria?
It's really great for your adrenal system. And so mm-hmm. at one point, I was just, my adrenals were really overstressed. And so I went to a Jack-like doctor, a similar, you know, similar mindset.
Right.
And so she put me on a whole bunch of supplements. And ashwagandha is usually one of the first ones that's at the top of that list. Rhodiola is another one. They all just give adrenal support, thyroid support, stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. Don't, by the way, the dried fruits that you see, there's a warning. Jack has a warning in the current podcast as well at gooddayhealthshow.com about dried fruits that are all sugared up. The way they preserve them is to fill them, is to make them, they're loaded with sugar. That's as bad as eating a candy bar. So somebody who tried to convince you, oh, there's that pineapple over there. That's good for you. No, it's not. Not at all. So check out, this is very helpful. I'm very proud of these podcasts because they're so helpful, full of such great information. Check them out. Both Jack's and Ken's are two doctors on Good Day Health. The Good Day Health Show, that's where the podcast is, gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
IC Movieology is a virtual learning program over Zoom that teaches kids how to make movies on their tablets and smartphones. It's a great way to learn a new skill and keep your kids' boredom in check. Creator and filmmaker Joe Frankel tells us how it works.
Each week we cover a different topic. So it begins by looking at visual storytelling, since movies are such a visual medium. And then we talk about character building. We talk about three-act story structure. We branch out into different genres from there. So we discuss comedy filmmaking, suspense, action, documentary, mockumentary, music videos, musicals. And the kids get a chance to explore all those different genres and practice making their own films in those genres using just the phone.
Check out IC Movieology at ImaginaryCourtyard.com. That's ImaginaryCourtyard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure,
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doctor time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to apply his trade. He's a Nuka chiropractor, also a GAPS practitioner. So we're going to talk in a matter of moments about the COVID vaccines that Jack doesn't think are much of an idea, but we'll find out why right after this.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use, it's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, let's get at it here. The World Health Organization, which is a scurrilous organization. It's going to sound like a New Englander for a minute. All right, organization. They have focused on the vaccines. And what's their focus, Jack?
Well, they've kind of been on again, off again. And now as of December 28th, which I guess is a week ago, Soumya Swaminathan, who was one of their chief scientists.
You want to do that one again? Wow, I like this.
Soumya Swaminathan. She's from India. Mm-hmm. And she says this, quote, last week, "I don't believe we have the evidence on any of the vaccines to be confident that it's going to prevent people from actually getting the infection and therefore being able to pass it on." Now, mind you, that's the entire purpose of a vaccine in the first place, is to prevent the spread. But interestingly enough, one of the comments that were made by a research specialist said, the studies haven't actually tested whether the vaccines actually prevent transmission of the virus. The goal of the trials was to see whether a vaccinated patient presented with COVID symptoms at a rate that was substantially less frequent than individuals who hadn't been vaccinated. You know, so what's my whole point of this? I mean, whether you want the vaccine or not, you might want to stand back and just kind of watch what's going on around you before you become another test subject on this very, very new kind of vaccine. I'm not saying
I'm trying to get out of this is whether or not they say there's no evidence that it prevents the spread of the disease. Is there any evidence that it's bad for you? So why not just, how do you be, I guess somebody would interpret it or could interpret it as being, all right, well, maybe I can't get the benefit from it that I wanted to, but how does it hurt me?
If you can't get the benefit from it, why have those chemicals in you? But my point is, just stand back and watch and see. If it's harmful, it will become very apparent before too much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's already a lot of stories of, especially that lady there on live TV here a couple of weeks ago there in Tennessee that collapsed 10 minutes after she got the shot.
Yeah, but don't you think that happens? I'll play the devil's advocate for a second. Don't you think that happens with anything like this, when there's like 8 or 10 or 12 or 20 or even if there's 100 of them, given that they say that the effectiveness is like 94-95%, that there are going to be people who have reactions to this stuff. I've had reactions to shots.
Sure. Now, if all you do is get pain where you got the shot, you know, that's one thing. But when you start having these other things showing up a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, a year, which we have no idea of, that's a much more serious consideration. So there's no hurry. Just kind of watch and see what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be able to move around. And the unfortunate thing is there's a psychological impact with this that may have nothing to do with the science. It's, okay, I'm going to get a shot, so therefore I'll be healthy. And you know as well as I do, if your mind says something, your body's going to respond positively or negatively, depending on the message. If you say, I'm feeling better now because I had the shot, you may have had water stuck into your veins, but your immune system reacts and somehow or other it gets stronger.
Placebo effect is very effective, up to 30% in some tests.
For a healthy weight loss, as we get into the beginning of the year, if you have resolved to lose the weight, the safe weight loss program that doesn't involve drugs, doesn't involve stimulants, doesn't involve any gluten product is Calotren, Calotren. Do I need to go into it in more detail? Probably not. You've heard me talk about it. It's just a reminder that if you're going to be, and you can, by the way, take Calotren in addition to or in conjunction with other weight loss programs. You're going to do like Cordon and go on weight loss? What is it, Weight Watchers? Okay. You can sort of seal the deal by getting on Calotren and staying there. It certainly is a great help. So help yourself to success losing weight with Calotren.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.